Good morning, MGTOW men. I've got a cure for pussyitis. I've got a couple of absolutely wonderful cats. And the issue is you know, we're a close family. And they love to, you know, come around and pay attention and see what I'm up to, and I do this stuff with them and they do it with me and all this sort of stuff, and it's a really good thing. But there's a few necessary rules that you have to have with cats. One is, don't climb up on the desk and walk over the fucking computer keyboard, you know, absolute no-no. So they've got that underway. But when it comes to the kitchen, they just love to come in with me, because it usually means they can sometimes, on rare occasion, it's a big adventure, you know. There might be a mouse in the kitchen somewhere or something, and but they like to see what I'm up to, and they might try and occasionally they will get a, you know, bit of meat tossed to them or whatever, you know, bit of raw mince, you know, and or cooked meat or whatever, you know. So they think that's a big thrill, and they also know this is the magic land of the canned cat food. So if I walk into the kitchen and I open a can, you know, I get a can opener, what they do is, that's like a cat magnet. They just fucking appear like magic. And that's fine, you know what I mean? But I've got a bit of a rule happening where they Peanut the cat, he loves to dart between my legs, you know, and he thinks it's a big fun to sort of have a, you know, race around and, you know, darting here and darting there and darting between my legs and that. And Jack, he likes to fucking get between my, you know, legs and under things and stuff. And that's the problem with that, is it's basically it's a no-no, because, like, you know, I might be carrying or cooking or something, and they'll be hot bits and pieces splashing or spitting or whatever like that. And so if they're sitting on the ground in front of me while I'm tending to the fry pan, and I haven't seen them sort of while I'm looking in the fry pan, and they sort of sneak in front of me or something, that could result in injuries to them, which I don't want. And the other thing is, you know, if I'm carrying a big pot full of boiling vegetables or some shit like that, and they get between my legs, you know, that could result in a big fucking disaster, and boiling water is no fun to go arse over, you know, with a cat stuck between your bloody legs, you know. That's no fun at all, you know, that's actually pretty bad. And boiling water, you know, like a litre or two of boiling water going over a cat, you know, is not a fucking good thing. So, you know, but they still persist in, you know, trying to fucking, hey, Dad's in the kitchen, yeah, you know, let's go in and fucking do our little ambush ninja raids, you know. And so I frequently have to chase them out, because I'm not trying to sort of piss them off, as in just for the hell of it. It's actually can be fairly dangerous for the cats, so, you know, it's a bit of a no-go zone, you know. And what I've come up with is, you know, when they get fucking told to get out of the kitchen, often they will make a dart for under the bloody, what could be construed as the table legs and chairs type area, and they'll fucking run under there and hide under there, and then I've got to fucking chase them out, you know what I mean? And, you know, by getting the vacuum cleaner hose and going like it's a snake, and, you know, getting them to bolt like that. And but I've come up with a really, really good thing. Because, you know, it's all right to sort of hit cats, but you got to do it in a way that's kind of playful, gives them a bit of a fair chance of getting out of the way, and it doesn't hurt them, you know what I mean? And what I've come up with is using a pool, you know, half a bloody pool noodle to hit them with, you know? And, you know, you don't, even that, you don't swing it fucking hard, you know what I mean? I mean, it wouldn't hurt, but you don't swing it hard anyway. You just give them a fucking whack with it and get them out of there, you know what I mean? It's more for more for the fucking drama and the frightening sort of effect, you know what I mean, to get them out of the kitchen, because it's a dangerous place to have cats underfoot, you know. And so that's the new miracle cure, you know. If they come in, just have the pool noodle at hand and fucking whack, you know, and get them out, you know. So thanks for listening, and enjoy the cure, and I hope you can make good use of it.